Well, hello there, mamas. This episode of the Mindset Mama podcast is brought to you by the 3-Day Momfidence Challenge. I am so excited to kick off this free virtual training that is going to be going down on the Facebooks, in your DMs, and on my The Mindset Mama Facebook group. This challenge is starting so soon, and we are going to be diving into some topics that are going to help you find those areas that are holding you back from becoming the mom that your heart truly desires and from stepping into your power as a mom and just feeling super confident, shameless in your mothering, and unlocking that inner mama sparkle. If you want to join us, you can head to my Instagram at TheTiffanyWynn and you can click on the link in my bio and you will see the link right there. You can click to sign up and join us. It's one simple click and you are in. So nothing crazy. Just go ahead and head to Instagram, check me out, and I will see you inside of the Momfidence Challenge. You are listening to the Mindset Mama podcast, hosted by me, Tiffany Nguyen. I'm a wife, mom, and mindset coach that is obsessed with helping moms free themselves of guilt, uplevel their momfidence, and unlock their inner mama sparkle. Each week, me and my special guests are coming to you with tips and tools to help you step into your power and become the mom that you have always dreamed to be. Are you ready to unleash your mama superpowers? If yes, then let's go. Our reviewer of the week this week is S. Aaron. She says, insightful and very inspiring. Tiffany nails motherhood inspiration. My favorite episode so far is number 6, Morning Routine for Mamas. I so needed these tips and advice. Wake up and be you before anything else. Mama, wife, cook, cleaning lady, coworker, etc. Wake up earlier to just be you. Thank you, Tiffany. Well, thank you, S. Aaron. And if you are listening, please reach out to me at hello@thetiffanywynn.com so I can send you a little something something for reviewing the podcast. I appreciate you so very much. Thank you for your review. All right, mamas. Today's Mindset Mama Minute episode is going to be about labels. And I'm not talking about the labels inside of your shirt. I am talking about mom labels. I am talking about these labels that either we give ourselves or that we put on other people to categorize and separate other moms. And I think that this is something that we need to stop doing. Being a mom is already a label. Why do we need other labels to further separate us, further categorize us, further keep us apart? I think it's so unnecessary. And these labels I'm talking about, I'm sure you guys know of, you've seen, you maybe even have labeled yourself as something at one point or another, because quite honestly, I have too. But now that I am in this place where I am recognizing and realizing the total separation, the comparison game that moms play with one another, and I'm in a place where I can see from an outside view what these labels are doing to moms, I think we need to drop the labels and just embrace being a mom, because that's a label enough. We don't need to be helicopter moms or crunchy moms or whatever other kind of label or mom that you could possibly think of. You don't need to further separate or categorize ourselves. We really need to work on becoming a sisterhood, one tribe of mamas who uplift, support, and embrace one another. I see on Facebook all the time that there are groups specifically for certain types of moms. why? Why do we need to separate ourselves? Why do we need to further isolate and make ourselves drift apart from one another? We don't need labels. We need unity. And all labels do is the opposite. They separate us, they isolate us from each other, and they cause, quite honestly, some comparison. When you see a mom that recognizes or says that she's a crunchy mom, guess what happens? Whether we like it or not, our brain automatically starts to judge her. We think about the things that she probably does. We think about the way she behaves. We think about the way she raises her children. And we start to make these assumptions. And I think that is just so silly. Whether you breastfeed, bottle feed, formula feed, what the heck ever, you are still a mom at the end of the day. It doesn't even matter, really, does it? So why don't we just drop these labels? Why don't we work on becoming a sisterhood that is full of empowerment, full of embracing one another, and just live our lives as moms, period. You don't see dads going around and categorizing themselves. They don't separate themselves into categories. The only category I've heard of for a dad, and this is not even a category that they give themselves, is a deadbeat dad. And nobody wants to be that. So you can see even then that nobody separates themselves when they become a dad. You don't hear about these helicopter dads or crunchy dads. We put all the pressure on ourselves to be this or to be that. And we think that we have to be this kind of way or that kind of way. Heck, I breastfed and I formula fed. I was in the middle. So what the heck can you call me? You know, that puts us in this place where we feel like we have to be this or that or become this kind of mom. And if we don't fit that role, then it makes us a bad mom. And that puts so much pressure on ourselves to be a specific way. And to be quite honest, I think that everyone deserves an opportunity to figure out what kind of mom they want to be as they go. I had no clue what kind of mom I was going to be until I actually freaking became a mom. And I don't think I need a label to tell me the kind of mom I want to be, because sometimes I feed Savvy the healthiest foods and sometimes we're at the McDonald's drive-thru line. I don't need a label to tell me what kind of mom I am. I know that I'm a good mom. And when we start to just call ourselves moms or heck, good moms, then that's the only label we really even need. Am I right, mamas? So if you agree with me, if you think, heck yes, let's drop the labels. Let's just embrace one another. Let's just become a tribe of rock star, killing it, awesome, incredible, momfident moms. Then how about you screenshot this episode, pop it into your IG stories, Facebook page, IG page, whatevs, and give me a tag. Tag me on Instagram at TheTiffanyWynn, or you can drop it on the Facebooks and shoot me a tag at TiffanyWynn. Guys, I am super passionate about this. I think that this is something that has got to go. We need to embrace one another, you guys. Am I right? That would make mom life so much easier. And if you agree, then you need to come hang out with us in the Mindset Mama Facebook group, where there are no labels. We are just moms. We are just human beings that are trying our best to raise amazing children. So head on over to facebook.com/groups/themindsetmama, and you can join our tribe where there is no judgment, there is no comparison. It is just mamas doing our best. All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in today. I love you so much. I cannot wait to see you inside of the 3-day Momfidence Challenge and inside of the Facebook group and in my DMs on Instagram telling me how much you love this episode. I will chat with you guys later. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Mindset Mama podcast today. I know that as a busy mom, your time is scarce. And for you to turn this podcast on today means the world to me. I hope that this has benefited you, and I hope that you've gotten something out of this podcast. And if you have, I would love it if you would subscribe to this podcast and also leave me a review. I love reading your reviews and getting to know what you guys truly love about the Mindset Mama. It would also be amazing if you would screenshot today's episode and share it on your Instagram stories and your Facebook stories and all over your social media, and be sure to tag me in it and let me know what you loved about today's episode. I am so excited to bring you guys even more value every single week as we talk about mom life and how we can rock this thing together. I am excited to be on this journey with you. Thanks so much again.